When a marriage breaks up, who gets custody of the environment? I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. The impact of divorce can be far-reaching, but who could have imagined its effect on ecology? Who? Jack Liu and Eunice Yu. They're researchers at Michigan State, with some findings that indicate that even friendly splits are not very eco-friendly. Their study was based on the obvious, that two people, or a family, cohabiting, use less resources and space than people living apart. In divorce, when one gets the house, the other must take up space elsewhere. It's two fridges versus one, two washers, two dryers, and so on. They calculated environmental impact before and after divorce with divorce rate statistics and served us the papers. In 2005, had there by some miracle been no divorce, we as Americans would have saved 73 billion kilowatt hours of electricity, 627 billion gallons of water, and space equivalent to 38 million extra rooms. With couples who divorced and remarried, the impact was reversed. Now, the researchers are not advocating that people stay together to save the planet, but rather we seek creative solutions. As a growing number of couples take their separate paths, it'll leave a bigger ecological footprint. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.